They have run us down the river as far as we can go. We are surrounded by the Lincolnites. So wrote Thomas A. Lockridge of the 4th Arkansas Battalion in a letter to his family sent in mid-April of 1862. That was just before he and about 4,000 other Confederate soldiers were captured near Island No. 10 in the Mississippi River near New Madrid, Missouri. Lockridge was the great-great-uncle of retired University of Nebraska history professor Tommy Thompson.
He was ill, probably pneumonia is my guess. They were cold. You know, my gosh, you know, according to one side of the story, the Union commander, he made them sit out on the riverbank at New Madrid in the cold rain and before they shipped them any place. And obviously a lot of them probably got sick, if that's true. But then they sent him up the river. Most of them went by train, but the sick ones went up the river by boat to Prairie du Chien and then over to Madison.
By April 24th, there were about 1,200 Confederate prisoners being held at Camp Randall. 200 of the sick and wounded soldiers filled the prison hospital. Within the first 10 days of May, 58 had died, including Thomas Lockridge. Joseph Potter was the assistant quartermaster of Camp Douglas, the Confederate prison in Chicago. After visiting Camp Randall in May, in a letter to his father, Potter wrote, "The rebels have a hard time here. They die off like rotten sheep." During the 3 months the prison operated, 139 died from their wounds or from pneumonia or dysentery. One of them was shot. On the morning of May 16th, Corporal H.W. Spears of Alabama was using an open-air toilet in a part of the camp considered off-limits to prisoners.
When a Union guard noticed what he was doing, he threw a rock and hit this prisoner.
Brett Barker is a professor of history at UW-Marathon County.
At which point, the prisoner's brother then ran at this young Union guard, and the Union guard raised his rifle and shot him dead.
A board of inquiry met but took no testimony from any prisoners. It found 16-year-old guard Clarence Wicks was justified in killing Spears. And that was the beginning of the end for the POW camp at Camp Randall. Local press reports about the shooting and the medical neglect of the prisoners prompted military authorities on May 30th to transfer the remaining 900 prisoners to Camp Douglas in Chicago. Today, only the graves of the 140 who died there remain in Madison, in a well-maintained corner of the Forest Hill Cemetery, known as Confederate Rest. I was there this past 4th of July, walking through the rows of headstones, and I ran into a man named Buzz and his son Briggs. They were visiting from Nashville, Tennessee.
Both my wife and I's great-great-grandfather were in the same unit, and her great-great-grandfather served as a drummer boy and mine as a quartermaster. And both survived the war and went on, or we wouldn't be here.
I stood with Buzz and Briggs and read the large marble headstone placed there by the Daughters of the Confederacy. It honors Alice Whiting Waterman, born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana in 1820. She came to Madison in 1868, and for the next 30 years until her death, she cared for the Confederate graves, replacing the wooden head markers with real headstones, and planting hickory trees to protect them from the sun and the harsh winter winds. When she died in 1897, she was buried alongside the fallen soldiers that she had affectionately called her boys. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.